Now, I don't think Mr. Platsizakis needs a lot of introduction. I myself know of him for very, very many years, know him much better in the course of the last years, but I'm sure there's not a single soul in the industry who has not heard his name and has been thinking of him in the most creditable manner. Now, Yanis started off as a mathematician, which is always a good place to start, but then went on and obtained postgraduate degrees in England, in London, in the London School of Economics, and then in Southampton. Passed from banking, which is also a good experience to have. And then, of course, we all know him as a most prominent top level staff in one of, I'm sure you all know, best and most important Greek shipping companies. He has excelled in this position, grew quickly into this very important role of a huge fleet, and as happens sometimes with many very worthwhile people, he has also started to be interested in the common things of shipping. I've met him now since some years at the board of the UGS, recently also in the executive of the UGS, and he has been a vocal and active member of many other organizations. And quite frankly, I think, in my view and in my eyes, one of the best accolades one can say about Yanis is that I've never felt myself in the position to say, what is this guy talking about? I always found his positions and his statements and his explanations, you know, very credible and very meritorious. Particularly in his latest position as president of Intercargo, I think, I don't follow this organization very well, but I think that he has produced an extremely positive work because A, and maybe the audience can verify this, I hear much more about Intertanko and about what they are doing. I feel that they produce much more credible and useful output for us in the shipping companies. And I also understand that the organization has become much more dynamic and grown in size very healthily since Yanis took over. In short, Yanis is an excellent representative of the best that we have in our shipping industry, not only in pure ship management, but in a broader role, which gives credit to us. As I said, he leads one of the most important international shipping associations. We are very lucky that other distinguished colleagues like Nick Tsakos and Tasos Papagiannopoulos lead other organizations. And I think this award is extremely well merited. And my congratulations to my friend.
Dear Mr. Laskaridis, dear panel, thank you very much for taking the time and thank you very much for your very kind introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. The topic today is operational excellence. But then we should ask ourselves, is there an alternative? Can we do otherwise? Shipping operates in a highly competitive and highly regulated environment. Flag states, port state control, classification societies, charterers, shippers and receivers, terminals, vetting organizations, etc., want to have, and they do have, a view of the vessels they're engaging with. Therefore, shipping, and by that I mean ship owners and ship managers, have to comply with regulations, local regulations, international regulations, and at the same time face fierce competition in the market. The performance criteria is quality and operational excellence. With the easy flow of information via the internet and the media, any non-compliance is immediately identifiable and attached to the vessel and the operator involved. Quality is expensive, difficult to achieve, and the end result of an ongoing process. The opposite option, though, i.e. non-compliance, poor performance, accidents, can prove to be very detrimental for the company involved to continue as an ongoing company, as an ongoing entity. As said, if you think that quality is expensive, try an accident. Good reputation takes time to be gained, and the loss of it, unfortunately, can take only 1 minute. Shipping is striving for quality and is looking forward to adopt and comply with all regulations that are practical, transparent, and they pay respect to the shipping industry as it is one of the most valuable contributors to the high living standards which our society is enjoying. Our industry has a relatively low public image, and the only way to address it is by excellent performance, by quality. Transhipping operates at considerable distance from our offices, and that makes ship management a very unique operation. Despite the distance involved, we at the offices are asked to know exactly what is happening on board our ships, although we are far apart. This is the very reason, actually, that I believe that shipping's most valuable asset is the crew, because those are the persons that ensure that the vessels operate up to our expectations. Therefore, I would like to share this award with our seamen, the whole sector of shipping, and the whole all the people that involved their industry. At the same time, I would like to share it with Mr. John Angelikousis, for whom I work since 1989, i.e. for the last 29 years. I would also like to share this award with my family, with my wife, my children, my grandchildren, and as I refer to them, the children of my children, because they allocate to me time they deserve to have in order to enable me to continue to be engaged in shipping. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here this afternoon. It is a great honor for me. Dear Mr. Varzonis, dear Nicholas, thank you very much for this award, and thank you for the Capital Link events which add value, quality, and substance to our sector. Once again, thank you very much for sharing this award with me, and have a nice evening.
So, Yanis, thank you very much. Frankly, we are moved and happy to have you with us and pay and have the opportunity to pay our respects to you. I think Mr. Laskaridis very eloquently described what you have achieved, and clearly you have made a difference, and you continue to make a difference. So we are delighted that you accepted. Actually, you know, when I called Yanni with the award, it took him some time to come back and say yes, and he made me quite nervous because I sincerely believe that he was a more than worthy honoree. So thank you very much. I would like to thank you. Yeah, okay. I would like to thank you all very much for, first of all, thank you for the great words we said about the Capital Link forums. These are labor of love to a large extent, and thank you to all of you for exactly giving us the opportunity to continue with this work. Thank you to all the sponsors of the event, of course, the participants, the speakers, all of those who traveled from abroad to be here. As you know, we host in Greece, our biggest event is every February. And this event we used to do in London, but I think we moved it now to Athens. It focused on operations. And I think at the end of the day, as Mr. Laskaridis said, here we have a great cluster. And I think having the event here in Athens, it's in recognition of the vibrancy of the cluster. And I would like to invite you all to our February event, where we, one of the great panels we will have is it's February 8 in Athens. And we are going to have a panel, among others, with the four heads of the International Associations of Shipping, BIMCO, Mr. Papagiannopoulos, Mr. Platidakis of Intercargo, John Tsakos of Intertanko, and of course, Mr. Laskaridis for the European ship owners. So here you have a global industry, and the four heads of the global organizations are Greek. I think that says something. So I'm not taking the ethnic approach. So please come back, and thank you again very much for a great day. It's been a long, long day, but I think a very productive one. Thank you.